This is Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. Ever since it opened in 1991, the Denos Museum Center has had one executive director. His name is Eugene Geneman, and after all these years, he's retiring at the end of the month. As I found out, Gene's path to become an art connoisseur took a different route than most would expect.
Well, I was a farm kid in Wisconsin. My whole life experience was as far as you could drive on a Sunday afternoon after you milked the cows and went to church and come back to milk the cows in the evening.
He studied astronomy, physics, and chemistry at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. Gene's dream was to run a planetarium. After graduating, he interviewed at an art, science, and history museum in Alpena that had a planetarium. He got the job and, at the same time, now found himself in the art world. Then, during the summer of his first year in Alpena, he took a backpacking trip through Europe. He says he encountered other art museums in a way that he had never experienced before.
When I came back to Alpena, I looked around in the galleries and I said, this has got to be different. This is not what we should really be doing. And even though it wasn't my job, I decided to go to Detroit and find some art, if you will.
Gene got to know the commercial art galleries in the Detroit area and basically talked them into letting him borrow works from their inventory rooms. And the museum in Alpena began letting him do exhibitions. Eventually, on a bit of a whim, he decided to apply for a new position at Northwestern Michigan College in Traverse City. They were looking to create what would become the Denos Museum Center. He didn't think he had much of a chance. Gene had a background in science, and he says they were looking for somebody with a master's degree in art history.
Well, guess what? I was invited to interview for the first round and was invited back and was hired and had the greatest opportunity of my life come to me.
Once he had the job, Gene says he didn't want the Denos to just recycle art already in the community. Instead, he wanted to showcase works that people weren't used to seeing, even if they didn't like it.
It's perfectly okay for you not to like this. It's not okay for you not to look.
Gene says when people are open to just looking, the more they end up liking. That's what happened to him.
My whole life experience in the arts is about looking and broadening my experience and my appreciation and understanding. And that has not come through an academic approach.
Curiosity is what drives him. Gene calls it fishing. He'll go to a city, Detroit, New York, maybe Beijing, and walk through different galleries looking for artists who are doing something different, something that catches his eye.
If I can do it, anybody can do it.
One of Gene's favorite memories as director of the Denos Museum came in 1996. The Detroit Institute of Art asked him if he wanted to borrow a couple pieces from their contemporary gallery.
And I said, no, I want it all.
Gene had to raise $60,000 in 4 months to make it all happen. But he did. The modern collection was brought to the Denos in 1997.
It would have been easy to say, sure, we'll take a few pieces. But it's a little more gutsy to say, no, I want it all. And that's the way I try to approach things.
And that's the exact approach Eugene Geneman is taking on the next chapter of his life, retirement. He says he's still planning to be a part of the Traverse City community, but he wants to, quote, live in a jet as much as possible. Right now, he's got plans to visit Greece, Vietnam, India, and Egypt. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Dan Wanchura.